everyone, and welcome to the Ubudifu podcast. I don't know if you can tell, but I had missed hearing that jingle. Like, yo man, I love that jingle so much. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. It's been a while. Long time no see, or should I say long time no listen. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a very interesting episode. I have put it together as a producer. Icky, come on. It's been a work of I think it's a work of art. So tune in, sit back, listen, and enjoy the show. My name is Washera, and I'm the new era, a name inspired by the mothers before me. Given by my mother, my truth, and my light, she paved the way to create a new era. Washera, Washera, the traveler forever. You see, each and every single day when we interact with our friends and our family, we call them words that they consider names. Okay, let me not complicate things. But basically, we call people by their name every single time when we're talking to them. Sometimes it's a term of endearment, sometimes it's their actual name, other times it's a nickname. But have we ever sat down and thought about, what do their names mean? What's the story behind that word that suddenly became their name? So, I asked you listeners, aka my friends, to send me audios of you explaining what your names mean, including the stories behind them.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Daniel Oluwadamilola.
So my name is Felista Akini Onyango.
Hello, Ubunifu family. My name is Zinani, and Zinani is a Xhosa name meaning what have you brought with you into the world? So yes, what have I brought with myself into this world? You just follow me to find out what it is.
Hello, my name is Kipka Etch, and I'm going to share with you the meaning behind my name. So for some context before I go further, is that in Nandi, one of the subgroups of the Kalenjin community, children are usually named depending on the events or the circumstances surrounding the birth. So for me, I was given the name Kipka Etch because I was born at dawn. Because when we say Kago Etch, we mean dawn is approaching or it is dawn. It is also important to say, to mention that in our naming system, in most cases, the name given to a child matches the sex they are or were assigned at birth. That is why we have the prefix ki or kip and che or chep for assigned male and female respectively. And also, if I were to be partnered and say my partner takes my name, they would remove the kip and go by Koech. And the same goes to if I were to have children of my own, their surname would be Koech. And this is the fun thing, or rather the interesting thing about my name. The fact that I was born at dawn, I am not a morning person.
My name is Baraka, which means blessings in Kiswahili. And it is also in the Kenyan national anthem. My parents named me Baraka because I'm the firstborn son of their family. Therefore, I was the blessings to their lives.
Hello, hi. So my name is Felista Akinyi Onyango. That's my full name, my full government name. Felista, I'm not too sure what it means. Akinyi means morning because I was born in the morning, and that's in my tribal language, Luo. And Onyango, I am also not sure what that means. And my nickname is Dada, which means sister in Swahili.
Hi, my name is Victor Kamau Mahati. Victor means conqueror, winner. Kamau basically means small warrior because Ka means small in Kikuyu and Mao means warrior. And Mahati is a South African name. I believe Swana, but I'm still not sure of the meaning, but I will learn of it soon. So, yeah.
My name is Hawi, and it means blessing in Dulu.
Hello, my name is Danielle Oluwadamilola, and my first name, Danielle, means only God can judge me. And my second name, Oluwadamilola, basically means wealth, and like, I'll be wealthy. But in my opinion, wealth doesn't just mean rich and like wealthiness and richness, but also like wealthiness in happiness and joy and just life and goodness and all those other things that actually make a person happy.
Isanka is my name, and I don't really know what it means in my language, that is in Maasai language. What I basically know is that I was named after a famous person that had the same name as me.
Hi, hi. So my name is Paul. My name is Paul Muhanji Mujera. And I'd rather give, let me give the meaning of the family name, my surname Mujera, which comes from the Luhya tribe, to be specific, Isuha. What it means is, it generally means a river. And I find that very insightful because, first and foremost, where I live, there's a river, like way back in the country, there's a river. And second of all, it's symbolic of life in itself, you know. A river is always flowing, it has a source and it has a destination. So as the same way with life, there is your beginning and there is the end and there's the middle part, which is windy and has a lot, might have a lot of rapids or might be calm, but you know, you get through it.
Okay, so now we have seen a few examples of what people's names mean. Some of them are named after people, others after things, others after ideas. Names carry with them a story. And so up next, we have a poem by one of my dear friends who explains to us the process of them getting rid of their old name and adopting their new name, which technically is their name, but a name that they didn't use that much.
What's in a name? Two birthdays ago now, I had an identity crisis. I discovered and changed several things, one of which was my name. Changed isn't really the right word, though. I've always had the name Karia, I just never went by it. My first name, the name I had gone by my whole life, no longer felt like who I was. It felt like a name that not only didn't quite fit, it was a name that allowed no room for true exploration. True exploration of who I could be and what I could become. It was such a pretty name with beautiful interpretation, but I'm not pretty. That is to say, there's so much more to me than what's on the surface. And for as long as I can remember, the surface is how I defined myself. Did I look pretty and cute and hot? Did I make other people think of me in an impossibly perfect light? Did everybody like me? Did I look like I had it all together? Whether I succeeded at any of those constant questions, I do not know or care. What I do know and care about is that who or what I was beneath the surface was, let me be the first to say, full of the murkiest possible waters. Then I got pushed out into the world, and the surface covering broke, and all of a sudden I was forced to tread through the murky waters within. By the time the pandemic and my identity crisis happened, I did not and could not relate to my first name. The person who carried that name, she did not actively exist anymore. The person I had become did not answer to her name. She was a memory of years past, not a vision of my future. My grandmother's name is Karia, so by tradition, every firstborn in our family except one is called Karia. She received her name from her grandmother, who received it from her grandmother, who received it from her grandmother, as far back as our family history goes. I'm the firstborn, so my parents named me Karia, a name that ties me to ancestors known and unknown, to the incredible women and people that built our family, the giants whose shoulders I stand on, a name that connects me to my incredible cousins and grandmother, women whose hearts are dedicated to loving and caring for others and whose minds are vast and brilliant, a name that carries so much weight and power and responsibility. Karia means a pool of water. Like me, it contains vast amounts of life. It can give life and take it away. It can provide rest and respite, and it can cause stress and illness. It can lift your spirits or drown them. My name is Karia, a name that my parents gave me and that I chose for myself, a name that allows me the room to let go of what I should look like and focus on what I actually am, a name that ties me to my country, my family, and our history. A name that contains multitudes and is capable of great and little things. I am who my parents raised and who I choose to be. I am not what I look like. I am what my heart and mind and soul are. I am a part of my country, my family, and a future history. I contain multitudes in every fiber of my being. I am because Korea is, and Korea is because I am.
Wow, what a beautiful poem. That is actually the poem in which this podcast episode is named after. What is in a name? I love the way that Korea properly explains the meaning of their name and how it affects their identity and also their culture and very essence of existing. Up next, we have a few more definitions.
So I'm called Daniel Moreminyaga, and that's the name my parents gave me. So why? Well, during the time my mom was expecting me, she was reading the book of Daniel with my dad, and they decided they will name me Daniel because he was a man who constantly pursued God. According to them, Daniel of the Bible surrendered himself, knowing that God is his judge, and that was the proclamation that my parents made over my life. Now, when it comes to the name Moremi, which is my name, not the family surname, I was named after my grandfather. Now, in our culture, the Embu culture, the first girl that you get is normally named after the father's mother, and the first boy that you get is named after the father's father. So I was named after my grandfather, who is a farmer. And the reason my mom was very specific in naming me Moremi was she had another prayer, and that was that since farmers make things grow and they cultivate and nurture, she was hoping that in my life I may cultivate and nurture those around me, and I may grow and be productive to bear fruit, not only in God's kingdom, but in my life. So that is how my names came into existence. Nyaga is a family name, which generally just means ostrich. So yeah, those are the meanings behind my name.
I've actually got two names that would be considered ethnic, Telly and Wamaitha. Telly is a Swahili word, and it was actually meant to be my first name as opposed to my second. Since my mum initially didn't want me to have an English name, it means a thread of gold, like the ones used to create tapestries, and it was among one of the three that made the cut from her list of names for her child. The others were Neema and Zawadi. Wamaitha, on the other hand, is a Kikuyu name that means in-law or taken from the Maasai community.
My name is Berima, also pronounced as Berima. And in my country of Ghana, the name means, at the fundamental level, man. But also with some context, it means brave, it means bold, and it means strong.
Hi, my name is Chamtai, and Mutai in Kalenjin means tomorrow. So I was born the day after the day I was meant to be born. So that's why I was named Chamtai.
My name is Jelagat. Jelagat means born at night. In Kalenjin, night is Lagat. So Che was added to Lagat, Chelagat or Jelagat. Kumanisha was born at night.
Le Mohang. Le Mohang. Pronounced exactly like that or else it's wrong. Okay. My name means be wary, be cautious, or just, I like to tell people let's take note because my name speaks to a crowd. If it was singular or talking to a single person, I would tell them Le Moha. But since I'm talking to the world, I tell them Le Mohang. Beware. Take note. Take note, y'all.
My name is Mora, which is a common female name given to girls born in the Kisii community. The name Mora is derived from the noun emera, which is a type of vegetation or shrub. The name was initially given to girls who were born when the Abagusi people reached their current homeland in southwestern Kenya after migrating from the Lake Victoria region. And they settled in an area that was characterized by the emera shrubs, which eventually inspired the name Mora.
Okay, finally on a podcast. My names are Imran Osime Mpata Mpengere Kaziba. I only know meanings of three of those names. The first one is Imran, which is originally Arabic. It means happiness or prosperity. The second one is Osime, which means contented, or I'm happy when you gain something through hard work or you're given something. And then the third one is mpengere. Mpengere is a local snack from my dad's side, from the Abasoga, which is a mixture of ground nuts, roasted ground nuts, and roasted maize.
My name is Madenge Githinji. Madenge means a he-goat, while Githinji means a butcher. So, if you know, you know.
Washera, my grandmother calls me. First of my name, yet not quite. See, my grandmother, her name is Jerry. Traditionally, I would have been named after her. But due to the complicated family dynamic, my maito, or my mother, forged a new path for me. To allow tradition, I was named the same name, but with different words. See, our languages are complex and allow for flexibility. And so, Washera became my name. And in my culture, the root Jerry comes from the name Washera, who was one of the daughters of our founders, Gekuyo and Mobi. In naming me Washera, I automatically became my grandmother's mother, echoing traditions of our origin story. Washera, Washera, daughter of Gekuyo na Mobi. My name echoes the history of a foremother, from whose womb a clan was born, a clan known for the values of discernment, advocacy, and exploration. Washera, an echo of women, a lineage of lives that existed before me. A daughter, a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and a great-great-grandmother, and so on. A history that goes back to our origin story, a lineage that could take you back to the mitochondrial Eve. Each time you call my name, you invoke a past so deep and rich, much of which is left unknown. My name, Washera, is not just traveler, but the very essence of my identity and culture. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you learned something new. And for each and every single one of you who participated in it, I want to say a big thank you. Asante sana for participating. Each of us have unique names with unique meanings given to us by our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our aunties or uncles. I hope that after you listen to this episode, you realize how beautiful and rich our names are. With that, I bear you goodbye. Kwaherini. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time wherever you are.